Hi there, I'm Zach. Hey, I'm heading over to Coleraine. You want to join me? All right, it's just over this way, down Gilead Lane.
My faith is about to be tested.
Take your son, sacrifice him.
Sacrifice?
Did it say eminent domain?
Yeah, that.
More M&Ms.
Show some old home videos of Brooke and Justin.
Oh, that's a fun idea, Haley.
You know, wait, I think we have some movies of Luke and Becca, too.
And I know the ones.
Lots of food. You can't have a party without lots of food.
That's so very thoughtful of you, Mike.
Right. I'll get carrot chips and broccoli stems and celery.
I meant real food. You know, like pizza, potato chips, and Twinkies.
Oh, Haley and me can make a welcome home poster, too.
Good idea, Hope.
Tim, any ideas?
Well, I think Mike's idea is the best one of all. Especially the Twinkies. That is genius.
Mm-hmm. Too bad the Family Fun Center won't be ready by then. We could have had the party there.
Oh, family what?
Family Fun Center. They're going to have family movies and bowling and ping pong and laser tag and a basketball court and even an indoor go-kart track.
And pizza.
Cool.
Everybody's talking about it. That new ministry is building it for all the families of Coleraine.
A friend at school told me it's going to be free for everybody the first week.
Free?
I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I overheard somebody talking about this place yesterday. Sounds like a great idea. What's the matter? Got another idea, Tim?
No, I promised Grace I'd come down after supper to finish reading her mail.
Well, you better get a move on, friend. It's getting dark soon.
Can I go too? I haven't seen Grace in a long time since yesterday, please.
Okay, by me. Mary?
Be home before bedtime.
Okay.
Hey, wait for me.
Is that you, Tim?
Yes, ma'am.
Me too.
Well, come on in. I left it unlocked.
Good to have you both. You can sit down. I've got some lemonade for you in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Grace?
Uh-huh.
Are you all right?
I'm not sure, Tim. I'm getting a sense that something is about to change, as if God is getting me ready.
Do you know what it is?
I don't. But I get the feeling my faith is about to be tested.
Ah, that was great. I love coming over here. You always make the bestest lemonade ever, and you always tell the bestest stories, too.
Thank you, Hope.
Can you tell me one right now, Miss Grace?
I need to read her mail first, Hope. That's what we came for.
Oh, that can wait. I think she'd rather hear a story than a coupon for Chinese food.
Yay! I'll get the treasure book.
Second shelf, third from the right.
Are you sure you're okay to tell a story?
Actually, I think this will help me.
Here we go. I think this has to be the most hugest, biggest, giantest book ever.
And the best. You know what, Hope? Let's hear a story about faith. Go ahead, open up the treasure book.
Okay.
Look for a picture of a boy laying down on a rock.
Look at that, I opened up right to it.
That's interesting. Tell me what you see.
It's kind of weird. There's this boy just laying there on the rock. He's got these ropes all over him, and the sky is really, really dark. And...
What is it, Hope?
And this old man has a knife. Grace, this may be too violent for you.
I think I'll be all right.
There's this big glowing guy behind the old man. He's grabbing his knife away from him. So, what's the old man gonna do?
Well, you need to know that the old man was over 100 years old.
Wow, that's even older than Mr. Morrison.
Yes. His name was Abraham. His wife's name was Sarah.
She must have been pretty old, too, then.
90 years old, in fact.
So, this is a story about a couple of old people?
A couple of really old people who were very wealthy, but also very sad.
Why?
Although they had everything they could want, there was one thing they lacked. And it was what they wanted most. They wanted a child.
Aww.
Abraham?
What is it, Sarah?
Three men. Look, up on the hill.
I have not seen them before.
Are they merchants? Bandits? Abraham?
Something strange stirs in my heart. But if I am wrong, go inside, Sarah.
You are 100 years old. You will defend me if they attack?
I most certainly will. Now go inside, quickly. If I have found favor in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Here, let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest here under this tree. Oh, and let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant.
Very well. Do as you say.
Why are you running? Are we safe?
Quick, get 3 seahs of fine flour. Knead it and bake some bread.
Wait, where are you going now? Who are those... Bake bread. Well, I suppose we do not bake bread for bandits.
Eshkol!
My master.
I have chosen this calf. Prepare it for my special guests who have just now arrived.
Most certainly.
Einar.
Here, my lord.
Curds and milk for 3 guests. Do not delay.
Yes, my lord.
Here is choice meat we have had prepared for you. And here are curds and milk. Please, enjoy.
Where is your wife, Sarah?
There, in the tent.
I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son.
Whoa!
Hope, don't interrupt like that.
It's all right, Tim. I told Hope early on that when I tell a story, she can ask any question she wants.
Okay, this lady's like 90 years old, and she's gonna have a baby?
That's right.
That's too funny.
Funny you should say that. Sarah thought the same thing. You see, she was inside the tent, secretly listening to everything that was going on.
Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
Me? Laugh? Ha ha! I did not laugh.
Yes, you did laugh.
The Lord did what he said he would. And at the appointed time...
Sarah!
Sarah is fine. She will rest now. And here is your son.
My son. My son.
And Abraham gave the baby boy a name, which in Hebrew means, he laughs.
Sarah, are you well?
Yes, my husband. I am well. I need to rest now. But what will we name him?
Isaac.
Isaac. Of course. God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. I have borne him a son in his old age.
Isaac.
And the little baby grew into a little boy. Although Abraham was an old, old man, he was a first-time father, and he loved it. Abraham had longed for this day that had felt so far out of reach. But now, little Isaac was by his side, giving his daddy a hug. And then, the mysterious visitor returned.
What is it?
I will go and see. Go back to sleep. Here I am.
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
Yes, Lord?
Go to the region of Moriah.
Moriah, yes?
Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
Sacrifice? Lord.
But what did the Lord say to you?
I cannot say. Not now.
Abraham?
I cannot say.
Very well. You must do whatever he has told you. But surely you can tell me where you are going?
3 days' journey, Moriah. I will take Eshcol, Anah, and Isaac.
Tell Isaac to take the cloak I made for him. If you journey to the hills, he will need it.
I will.
I have never seen anything in my life that troubles you so deeply, my husband. If only you could share. But I trust you. Take good care of Isaac, will you?
I must go.
Father, look, the little rabbit. Do you see him? He looked at me. Oh, he hopped behind the olive tree. Come, I want you to see it.
No, son, we must stay on the path.
Yes, Father.
Eshcol, Anna. Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, Master Abraham.
Son?
Yes, father?
Here is the wood for the offering. You are strong enough to carry it. You're getting to be a big boy now.
Yes, father.
You have the fire and the knife, my lord?
Yes.
I'm sorry if I offended.
You are a good servant. I am the one to apologize. Come, Isaac.
So is that a pomegranate bush?
Yes.
And that is a fig tree, am I right?
Yes, you are right.
You have taught me so much.
And you have learned well.
May I get some figs for you and me?
We must stay on the path, son.
Father?
Yes, my son?
The fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
God himself?
Here, son, help me gather rocks. This is where we will build the altar together.
You said God would provide.
Come, my son.
What is it, Father?
I must bind your hands.
Father?
You must trust me, my son. Now, lie down here on the altar, on top of the wood.
Yes, sir.
Come.
I trust you, Father, just like you told me.
Yes, my son. Close your eyes.
Yes, sir.
And I will close mine.
Abraham! Abraham!
Here I am!
Do not lay a hand on the boy. I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
Oh, my Lord.
I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
That's a scary story.
It is scary. Hope God loves us and gives us some wonderful gifts, just like he gave Isaac to Abraham. He gives you family and friends, a nice home to live, maybe a bike. But if we aren't careful, we can put these wonderful things ahead of God. And anything we put above God is really an idol.
What's an idol?
Anything we worship more than God. When that happens, our hearts turn away from God. That's why God will test us sometimes. Just like he tested Abraham, he wants us to hold things, even precious people, lightly.
Hold lightly?
Be willing to give them up to God, if he asks.
Will God make me give up my family?
Oh, Hope, I don't think so. Just make sure God comes first in your life, before anything or anyone else.
Hey, Hope, we gotta go.
Aren't you supposed to read the mail, though?
Whoops.
It's on the table by the door, if you have time.
Got it.
Can I help read?
I guess so.
Okay, this is an envelope from Carl...
Coleraine.
Coleraine. That's...
Utilities?
You sillies.
Okay, that goes to the bills pile.
Right over there, Hope.
Okay.
Here's a circular from Nettles Hardware.
And here's a rectangle. It's from Coleraine Zoning.
What is this? Zoning Commission? Let me read that, Hope.
Here you go.
Okay. Official notification to the owner of 517 Gilead Lane. As indicated in the attached notice, the town of Coleraine is attempting to acquire property rights from you for public use. Before a governmental entity can exercise the power of eminent domain and condemn your property, state law requires... Condemn your property?
Did it say eminent domain?
Yeah, that.
More M&Ms.
Oh.
State law requires that the government make a reasonable effort to negotiate the purchase of your property. However, if an agreement cannot be reached, the governmental entity has the power to condemn your property. Grace?
Yes?
Dad told us about that domain stuff. It means that government can just come in and take over your property.
They have to pay you for it, but yes.
They're gonna bulldoze your house, just like they did with Mr. Key's house.
Tim, I don't think there's anything to worry about. I happen to know the mayor, and I think you do too. I'm sure he can help us out.
Well, I'm gonna take this to Dad right now. Come on, Hope.
Bye now.
Bye, Miss Grace.
And thank you. God?
I tried to call the ministry, but the leaders are all out of town on our retreat.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't matter much anyway. This falls under Coleraine's jurisdiction. In fact, they... Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, what?
I pulled up the zoning ordinance from October 20th. Hmm. The one that got Mr. Key's house.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to decipher from the wording, and it's kind of strange. The plat is missing.
Well, tell me.
This eminent domain ruling extends to Miss Andrews' house.
No.
And it's, quote, to provide safe and proper egress for the new campus with the eventual purpose of paving a four-lane highway running north from Main Street over the existing Gilead Lane.
What? A four-lane highway? Why didn't we hear anything about this?
Well, let's see. According to the records here, they tried to see Miss Andrews twice, but she wasn't home. So they left a notification by mail.
Wait. State law says they're supposed to post a notice of zoning change sign right next to the property. Now, I never saw...
Here's a photo of the sign right next to Miss Andrews' house.
Well, yeah, that's her house, all right. But I never saw that sign there.
It looks like they followed proper procedure.
Proper procedure? Well, I'm not going to let this happen. No, sir, not on my watch.
Sorry, Mayor. They allow 90 days to appeal. We're way past that now. Looks like it's a done deal.
There was never a proper public hearing.
Records here show that the meeting was advertised in the paper, just like you're supposed to do.
This is insane.
After 90 days, the ruling is final. I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do.
Wrong. There's always something we can do. So, that's the bad news. But I promise you, Grace, I'll fight this thing with everything I've got.
I appreciate that, John. But somehow, I think God's been getting me ready for this.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I don't either. All I know is God's been whispering in my heart lately, telling me to hold things lightly.
I agree. There's a time to hold back and wait, but there's also a time to take action, to do the right thing. Faith is all about stepping out, about taking action. And Grace, believe me, that time is now.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I've been praying ever since I found out about this thing, and here's what I've come up with.
Yes?
It's a petition to the state legislature. I've already notified a few of our legislators. They say if we get enough names, they'll draw up a special bill. At this point, it's the only way we can stop them.
Dad, I had a dream about this very thing. Remember, Mom?
I remember.
Ugh, I can't believe they would do this to Grace's house, to Gilead Lane.
Will they bulldoze our house, too?
No, I don't think so.
Sweetie.
But at the rate they're going, I'm not so sure. Even if they don't take our house, we're going to have a 4-lane expressway right out our window.
I won't be able to walk to Grace's house anymore.
You might have to take a cab.
I can't believe you're joking about this. Grace's house won't even be there anymore. Don't you get it?
Haley, honey, we're all dealing with this in our own ways.
Well, the good news is we don't need to be victims here. We can take positive action. But first of all, I want to make absolutely sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
Because what we're about to battle is going to take everything we've got. So I hereby propose that we make every effort possible to save Grace's house and save Gilead Lane. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Me.
Yeah, the ayes and the little me have it. All right, good. Okay, now, I've made copies of this petition for each team.
Okay.
We'll go out in pairs to each house. Every time you meet someone, you tell them we're trying to save Grace Andrews' house from being demolished.
Okay.
And we're protecting Gilead Lane from being destroyed. All they have to do is sign right here and put down their address. It's that simple. All we need is 5,000 names.
Wow. 5,000? I don't...
No, it's a big job. It's a big battle, but it's a battle we're going to win.
Can we pray first?
Definitely.
All right.
Dear God, we ask that you would bless these petitions. This is a huge task ahead of us, Lord. We need your hand on us. Your blessing, your strength, your courage. Please. Oh, please go with us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, troops. Come on. Let's go for it.
Okay, Mike.
Hope, Haley, you and me. Come on.
Let's go. All right, let's go.
Okay, I want you guys to picture this. Let's say that for one entire year, you've had your eyes on this really cool toy. For guys, maybe it's like the ultimate skateboard. Or for girls, it might be a doll. Maybe a doll that looks just like you, including matching outfits. But whatever it is, you know there's no way your parents are going to spring for it. But then one day, let's say a miracle happens. Your mom and dad come to you and they say, by the end of the year, we're going to buy it for you. It's hard to believe, but sure enough, at the end of the year, your parents give you the ultimate toy. Now, you're just totally amazed. But then all of a sudden, a month later, your dad comes to you and says, sorry, I need for you to give it up. Now you've got just a little taste of what Abraham felt like. Except imagine this. He waited for about 100 years, but he didn't want a skateboard or a dress-up doll. More than anything, he wanted a son. So when God said that Abraham had to give up his son, well, you can imagine what that did to him. The cool thing is Abraham had a powerful faith. He trusted God no matter what, and so he was willing to let Isaac go. And that pleased God very much, and God rewarded Abraham for his faith. So if God asks you to give something up, and you do it with a good attitude, well, he's going to bless you too. Hey, remember, if you ever want to talk about the show, or if you ever need prayer, just write to us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501, or email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Hold Lightly Part 1, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunley. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach. We'll see you again right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.